Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you on this Tuesday, June the 9th, 2020, 6-9-2020, 17 minutes past the hour. Now, we want to thank again in hour number one, Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler for joining us, giving us an update on COVID-19, as well as the legendary pro wrestling icon, activist, priest, preacher, Thunderbolt Patterson, for coming on to wish WWGH a very happy 6th anniversary, and also let us know that he will be part of our podcasting team, our podcasting network, as we get that up and rolling here in the next week or so. Now, this week's the 6th anniversary. Tomorrow night we've got the big party. Tomorrow's the actual 6th anniversary of this station and of this program that I am currently doing, June the 10th, 2020. We went on the air June the 10th, 2014, 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow. We've got the big anniversary party. And there is nobody else we could have on right now during our anniversary week than this person, because he has been with us more or less since the beginning in many forms or fashions. He has been here on Thanksgiving night. He's been here on Christmas. He was just recently here on Easter. He's been here on Election Day. He did his own show on this station at one point. Every morning, he announces me onto the air. You just heard his voice moments ago. But what you don't know is recently in Columbus, as of Friday, he was down among the protesters for the George Floyd issue in this country. He also has been dealing with the changes in life due to COVID-19 coronavirus. And he also, along with Thunderbolt Patterson, will be joining the podcast network here at WWGH Radio very shortly. What a pal, the man who I say not only has the best voice in broadcasting, but who is just one of the best broadcasters, period, in broadcasting. My pal, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
And a good morning to you. Happy anniversary, 6th anniversary to you. Happy 6th anniversary to you. No, I love you guys. Happy 6th anniversary here, Scott Spears.
I know. It's hard to believe, Ted. Here we are 6 years later. How time flies.
Yes, it has. And you know what? In many instances, it's changed for the better. And then now that we see with this terrible situation with Black Lives Matters and We Demand Change and all of these socioeconomic diversions that we have, it's just terrible, man. As you mentioned a little while ago, I was partaking into the situations of it was a peaceful protest, but I went down to give my support. I think it's a darn shame what happened to Mr. George Floyd and many others. We'll go back as far as Emmett Till in terms of the black-white situation. Now, I want to make a statement to this, and this is for me only, but all lives matter. At least I believe you believe that as well. All lives matter.
Now, Ted, you were down among the people in Columbus on Friday.
Yes.
It's been a little rough there at points. What is the mood now, as of Friday, in Columbus with the protests?
I think the anger level is everything.
Ted, we can barely hear you.
Okay, wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
A little better, yes.
Wait a minute. How about now?
That's perfect.
Okay. What I was saying was that if I was to rate it from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest of the anger mood or the temperament of the people here, I think it's down to about a 6 or 7. You know, there's nothing really to bring any great cause or concern with many of the residents coming down here. What did affect the mood was the curfew that was imposed in the past weeks. You know, people were getting a little unsettled, unnerved, and then they were finding reasons to go out. And one of the reasons was to go out and protest in regards to what happened in Minneapolis, you know?
Well, it's interesting because we talked with Thunderbolt Patterson about this last hour. Ted, when you, as a black man, when you saw the video of the police officer in Minneapolis with his knee on George Floyd's neck. Yeah. What went through your mind?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It could have been one of my grandchildren. Bless his heart. He's no longer with us. Rest in peace, George Floyd. But it could have been just anybody's loved one or whatever. I think the police officer definitely deserves every you know, reprimand or jail term and all of that. What he's charged with, $1.2 million. Bond and all of that. I think all of that applies, definitely, and the other officers as well. What unnerves me is the fact that the man had mentioned on quite a few occasions, "I cannot breathe, I cannot breathe," and even the people that were videoing the situation, you know, were telling the cop, "Please get off his neck, man. You see, you know, the blood coming out of his nose and all." And this cop had no regard for any of the people's sentiments or thoughts of what the hell he was doing. He was murdering a man live on camera and didn't seem to care the least. He not one time felt that it was necessary to tell the other officers that were involved by just spectating, so to speak. He didn't tell any of them to, "Hey, listen, tell him to cut the cameras off," or nothing. He just proudly just kneeled into that knee and stayed there like he was saying a prayer.
You know, Ted, one of the things that's so interesting about this is now since it's happened, and I believe it was May 25th, and we've had a little bit of time pass, and we've seen the protests, we've seen the riots, unfortunately. The thing about it is now people will say, this is not a race issue. White people are killed by police officers, too. This was not motivated by race. In your opinion, well, what's your take on that?
Because to be perfectly honest with you, it was a race situation. I mean, now here, the one guy is getting ready to testify. They don't know whether to let the one officer testify against the one officer and saying that he heard it secondhand by another officer to hear the officer make a statement of, you know, niggers. You know, I don't know exactly what the statement was, but because Court TV at the time that I was looking at it kind of blanked it out. But, you know, it was definitely racially motivated, definitely without a doubt. I don't think the man wasn't resisting arrest in any way. You know, you could plainly see that. A blind man could practically see it because all you heard him say in a faint voice was, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And so I think it was, and then from what I understand, Minneapolis has had racial problems since back in the days of Emmett Till.
You know, the interesting thing, Ted, is the protests happened, the riots happened, and the charges on the officer were upgraded. The other three officers were charged as of last week. But yet, even as that all happened, and it did make the protesters happy, I believe it was a member of George Floyd's family said, "Now understand, they've been charged, but we have a very hard time in this country convicting police officers."
That's right. They stay for that, well, blue blood. You know, I guess that's their code of ethics is, you know, the officers stick together. Don't snitch one out. You know, we'll get over this. You know, he'll be indirectly charged with a lesser, you know, value to the sentence and all of that good stuff. I mean, all of that stuff that they do, you know, the court systems. It's going to be totally up to the prosecutor to indicate or at least show evidence of racially motivated a racially motivated crime was committed.
You know, Ted, you're a celebrity and have been a celebrity for the last 10 years, last decade since the viral video. Have you ever, in that period of 10 years, ever faced racism? And if so, tell us about it.
I want to be politically correct and, of course, try to say the right things, but the only thing that I could probably attribute to a racial comment or anything was that I was just a lucky N-word who was at the right time at the right place. And I was said that by not only my some of the people that, because just as many people that love me, there are many people that could care less or is waiting for the period where I'll run through some bad times and end up being a newsworthy item of saying Ted Williams did this or Ted Williams. They're waiting for me to fail. But I've been faced with a few situations, as I mentioned. My former attorney / agent, his feelings with any kind of spiritual connection with my blessing that I got as being somewhat deemed a celebrity or the man with the golden voice, he made mention like I was just lucky N-word at the right place at the right time when that video was taken and posted and went viral.
Now I should mention, I've met a lot of your representation over the years, and we know who this is without saying his name. But yeah. this is a white attorney, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, a white attorney, and it's supposed to be a pretty good one in his line of work with other people who are I'll mention Art Schleister, George Karl, head coach of the Denver Nuggets. Quite a few people he's represented in the past. OSU, he's a sports agent, and I should have never connected with him. But yeah, that was his thought, and I believe he'll go to his grave with those feelings. That again, I was just a lucky N-word. At the right place at the right time.
You know, Ted, I often wonder this, obviously, myself not being of African-American descent, but do people who want to take your picture, who want to get your autograph, are you called this name often that we can't even say it on radio anymore? It's been bleeped from our vernacular.
Yeah. It's common. You know, I don't know whether it's regionally common, because I don't know if too many people. Well, you know, some people look at me, as you know, and many of the listeners know, I'm of a light skin. I'm pretty much passable if there was anything, not to be a white man, but to be a Filipino or a Puerto Rican or Mexican or, you know, anything widely regarded as other than black. And so I believe that over a period of time, once we get through this ordeal, that maybe we can just come together as one, once and for all. Let's leave all this racism behind. We got presidents and vice presidents and hopefuls and all of that sticking to it. We've got great people who have been denounced for using the N-word. What was Kramer's name, Scott? That gentleman?
Michael Richards.
Michael Richards, yes. You know, a lot of people, it's like common for them to use it, but they just don't bridle their sentiments at any given time to say, hey, I can't say that's here. They just feel like it's common just to say, hey, N-word, what's going on? Or my N-word, you know.
When somebody says, now this is the perspective that we all need. When somebody says that to you today, when they use that word, what does it evoke in you?
I just wondered, do they know me well enough to even include that word in the conversation at any point, you know, like walking up to me and saying, hey, how you doing, Golden Voice? You mine N-word. Or, man, it's good to see an N-word in your position, because as you well know, Scott, the voiceover community, we have a lot of men of color who are, in fact, in the business of voiceovers and all, but there's not a wide variety of them. And they don't particularly care for me when I walk in and say rated R under 17, not admitted. You know, they take that as he's just a great N-word who has a great voice. And this, you know, my dad is originally from Columbus, Ohio, and when I used to come to Columbus years ago. Well over 50 years ago, you know, it's always been that way. The west side, the hilltop, was supposed to be the most prejudiced side of Columbus, and then you had your upper Arlingtons and your
all those areas where, you know, weren't too many people of color who were residing in certain neighborhoods and all, you know. If you had money, yeah, you could play the hush-hush role and just, you know, take your kids to school and that's it. But as far as sitting out in the barbecue out in the front yard, so Columbus has a history of that. My father used to always say Columbus is never going to change, and he used that as a reason to vacate his residency here in Ohio because of that.
Mm. What do you say to people, Ted, who say racism does not exist?
I think they're a damn fool.
There's a quote.
Really, I said, you know, come on, man, you know, open your eyes, or as my mother would always say, smell the coffee, wake up and smell the coffee. Yeah, it's blatant. It's, in some cases, it's very blatant that it exists.
Ted, speaking to George Floyd's family right now, what would you say to them at this time of horrible anguish in their life? What would you say to the protesters who are out breaking windows and doing things?
To the Floyd family, my heartfelt sympathy truly goes out with you. I personally feel your pain. I've never experienced that. God forbid that it doesn't never happen to me in a case where my son loses his life to just a flagrant foul, so to speak. But, you know, my heart truly goes in, and my prayers as well. And to the looters and the rioters and all, you know, you're not doing nothing but hurting ourselves. We're hurting our businesses that we patronize. We're hurting people who have families to take care of. You know, they didn't do anything, these business owners, to escalate any situations higher than what they merit. You know, it wasn't a shop owner that went out there. Look at those two guys that went and chased a dude down. I don't know their names in particular, but you got one guy driving, videoing two guys who call themselves making a... My allergies are killing me. This is allergy weather. But I have to say, you know, they're making a citizen's arrest, and they go and corner a guy and blow him away.
You know, Ted, one of the things I want to talk to you about is we now are, it's hard to tell with coronavirus and all this going on, but we are in a presidential year. And in the 6 years of WWGH, one of the most memorable moments is when you came on and announced that you were going to run for president on this station back in 2015. That was one of our big moments. We now know it's going to be President Trump on the Republican side. It's going to be Joe Biden on the Democratic side. Have you made up your mind who you will vote for in November?
No, I have not. You know, stimulus packages and all doesn't change my mind about Trump. Other things do. The immigrant situations and just his everyday unethical presidential office. You know, he fires everybody who just mentions anything against his policies or what he's trying to implement as a policy. You know, no, I have not made up my mind. Biden, bless his heart, he's trying, but now he's losing cover. He's losing, I don't know whether he's losing the black vote or what, but from what, you know, he ought to just watch what he says now, up and coming, because we do want a hopeful, a Democratic hopeful, you know, and he doesn't seem like he's becoming to be, you know, he's going to be the one. I don't think he's going to be the one either, so... I don't know whether it's going to be a re-election. I wish both candidates well, but something's got to be done about the racism should be a forefront in the policy changes.
You know, Joe Biden got into a little trouble for being on the Breakfast Club program. I believe this was right before the George Floyd incident. And he made a comment that said, I want to make sure I get the quote here right, but basically it was, where is the exact quote here that Vice President Biden made? But essentially it was, you ain't black if you're considering President Trump. What do you make of a comment like that?
Yeah, that was, you know, there's a lot of Republican and staunch Republican supporters in the black community. There's a lot of it, especially in money, people who have money and not quite power, but they have prestige and money. Yes, those are people that, for him to make a comment like that, it's like a loose tongue. You know, I don't think he even thought about it after he said it, and then once he said it, he thought about it.
And he did have to apologize a little bit. Now, one thing I want to talk about, Ted, before we let you go here this morning, you know, you have been with us since nearly day one at this station. We've been doing interviews for 10 years.
Yes.
You announced you were running for president here. Yes. You've been here on Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas and Election Day. And
that's right.
So much fun we've had over the years. What are your memories of working together? 6 years tomorrow is the anniversary of being a part of WWGH's family.
Yeah, well, you know what? Of course, working with you and Terry and Sean. Yeah, Sean. Truly working with you guys has been truly an experience. You all are professionals. You have always, from our makeshift stations to the nice quarters you abide in now. But my most memorable would have to be the wrestlers meeting Bobo Brazil, son, and that, and doing the peewee football with the mayor present, and truly a heartfelt miss. I miss Charlie already, and Charlie and his lovely wife. You know, those kind of things mean a lot, especially when their hearts are in it. You know, radio broadcast, once you get a bite of the bug, you know, you radio is just in your life. You know, in your blood, and I really, really have to say that you have been generous, not only with your airtime and your kind words and words of expression of my blessing. You know, and I always refer to this as a blessing. You know, I wasn't doing too good prior to this viral video sensation situation, but I want to say that working with WWGH over the past 6 years. Has been truly a heartfelt, loved, you know, moment. Each moment, every time is special. And I look forward to the podcast that you're trying to get together. And I wanna make history again with WWGH 107. You guys are perfect.
Well, absolutely, and the podcast will be coming here within the next week. And tomorrow night we're having the big anniversary party, 7 to 9.
I'm coming.
I look forward to it. We'll have the pizza spread as we normally have here, and the whole gang will be here. So it'll be a tremendous amount of fun, Ted.
Yeah. Listen, I want all the listeners in the Marion and surrounding area that do get our station or get your station. I want you all to know that I love you. Stay coronavirus free. You're in my prayers. I hope the opiate situation gets under control there and everywhere for that matter. But I just know that there's a large number of addicts and alcoholics, and I just like going around giving some kind of words of inspiration. I have to tell you, Scott, when people approach me and say, "Excuse me, are you the man with the?" and they want to take a photo, I've never seen as many people that come so prepared up in the beginning of it with masks and gloves and all, and the minute we get in a camera situation or we pose for a picture, the mask comes off, the gloves come off and everything, and the big teeth smile. You know, it means that people love me, and again, just as many people love me, there's some people out there that hate me, but I just want to say to all the Marion listeners, I love you.
Well, Ted, as you know, I love you. I'm so glad you'll be able to make the party tomorrow night, 7 to 9.
I'm ready, man.
We're going to have Mary Ellen will be here, and it's going to be a thing.
Now, that's truly another priceless time that I've had with that lady. I love my treasure, you know. Mary Ellen is the best.
Well, the Golden Voice has always been the best to me. Our association for 10 years has been great. 6 years with this station. Ted, I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. The man with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams. There's another person on the guest list of the 6th anniversary party ledger tomorrow night here at WWGH Radio. Hey, the 6 years are coming up. They're getting big. It's becoming a thing. We have about 19 minutes left in the show today, 41 minutes past the hour. Give me a ring if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've had some great guests this morning. Tracy Kinsler from the Health Department. Thunderbolt Patterson, starting a podcast very soon. And the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, starting a podcast soon as well. Don't forget, the big anniversary party is tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station, June 10th, 2020. Ted Williams, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jeff Ruth, Mike Wilson, Linda Sims, Adam Lepp, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, myself, Pastor Whitaker, Glenn Coble, Nate Redman, the whole spiel. And I think there are even more people than that coming to the big event tomorrow night. Jeff Ruth, did I say Jeff Ruth? Mary Ellen Withrow, did I say that name? They will be here as well. Now, here we are 24 hours before. Have I forgotten anybody? Now, this is the important thing. Now, see, I forgot Ted, and now we've went back and picked up Ted. Is there anybody who I have not invited to this big party that's taking place tomorrow night here at the station? What a party that's going to be. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I look back at 6 years now, and I talked to Thunderbolt, and I talked to Ted, and having podcasts starting with them very, very soon. By the way, their podcast will be available on YouTube and a whole lot of other places where you can get podcasts probably within the next 7 days, so you're not going to want to miss that. How about a note from the Golden Voice every week, or a note from Thunderbolt Patterson, an hour podcast where you can hear what's on their mind? We heard what's on their mind this morning, and it was only about 20 minutes from each of them. So to have that each and every week is truly going to be spectacular. It's been an interesting 6 years. You know, I've been trying to think of all the events that have happened over the last 6 years. And there have been, it's unbelievable, because not only has the station been around 6 years, but I've been doing this show 6 years, which is something like over 5,000 hours now of doing this show. And, you know, you can't remember them all, but I remember a lot of them very, very well. As I say, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Is there a moment you remember that is of particular interest to you? Or do you want to comment on any of the guests that we have had on this morning? Would enjoy hearing from you. 740-383-9944. Which, by the way, is 740-383-WWGH. How about that? Going to be awfully warm outside today. Up in the 90s. Unbelievable. I'll tell you one of my favorite moments in the history of this station is when people show up unsolicited with a large Diet Coke from McDonald's. Now, this does happen periodically. I should mention, this is a periodic thing. Doesn't always happen, but it's a periodic thing, because I would never come on the air and ask for it. But when it does happen periodically, I am always in favor of it. And I think there's somebody, you know, I keep leaving somebody off the guest list. I know I do. But I don't have it written down, so I will have to go back and pick that up at some point, who I'm leaving off the guest list. All right, what else do we have going on here this week? Oh, by the way, don't forget the Charlie Evers repeats are now on this station every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and 1 p.m. I was listening to a Charlie repeat this morning as I was driving in. Always good to hear the one and only broadcasting legend here in Marion, Charlie Evers, who now can be heard every day in the six-year archive of this station, 7:10 a.m., 7:10 p.m., and 1 p.m. Don't miss that. Now, Friday at 10:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., the slot of the Charlie Evers show, we are going to have the last new episode of the Charlie Evers show that we will have on this station. Now, you will hear the theme song again. It will be a Charlie Evers show, but we have the perfect guests for this program. So, Friday, you're going to have to tune in. I'm not going to tell you who it is. You're going to have to wait for Friday. But 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, the last new episode of the Charlie Evers show on this station, and it's the only people, in my opinion, who could beyond the last episode of the Charlie Evers Show. So that'll be Friday, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. Now, the sunburn that I have is becoming annoying. I thought yesterday that I would kind of work my way through it and it would pass. Well, let me tell you, the sunburn is not passing. Now, the sunburn on my face is not bad. That is fine. I shaved this morning. I had no trouble at all. No issue. But the sunburn on the neck, holy moly, all kinds of trouble. That is for sure. Let's go back to the phone lines. Here we are. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Scott, I apologize. I thought you was off the air by now. This is me again, Carl. I needed to talk to you.
Oh, no, no. We've got about, what are we on the air? About 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes? Is there any way possible you can call me back then? This is your buddy, Ted. But when you get off the air, is there any way you can call me?
I will call you.
All right.
Thank you, Ted.
All right. Bye-bye.
Man with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams, checking in again. All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and I will talk to you about anything that's on your mind. But what was I talking about? Oh, Friday. Yes, the last Charlie Evers Show, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and the only guests we could ever have on for that show. So pay attention to that. That's going to be quite worthwhile on Friday morning. And we'll get to hear that great theme song again of the Charlie Evers Show. Now, we still don't have a title for this 10 o'clock show every day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon. Now, some people have tried to name it. We've had a lot of suggestions. Does anybody have a suggestion for what we should name the 10:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. show on this station that airs Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? Now, right now, it's kind of rotating hosts. Does anybody have any good ideas as to what we should name that show? If you do, tender those suggestions right over the air here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we will put you up on the air. I love getting the titles. I like Marion Today. I like Marion Magazine. And there were some other ones I liked. Insight, I think, which was a show many years ago, I think, on WMRN, but I do like that title, Insight. That's kind of what we're doing here every morning. There have been a few titles that I really like that have come down the pike. I should mention today that coming up at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 p.m. today, the Adam the Computer Guys show, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, and 5:10 to 6 p.m., The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. That is the bill of fare here today on WWGH Radio. All new programming. You cannot beat that. Now, what else? Oh, the sunburn. That's what I was talking about. The sunburn on the face is no longer an issue. Now, I was shaving this morning. It's still a little tender, still a little rough, but nothing I can handle. The face, no problem. But it's the neck. The back of the neck is so sore. And I think it's getting sorer, or more sore, sorer, more sore. It's getting more sore. I don't know if you say more sore. That sounds like some kind of soup. More sore soup. Give me some more sore soup. No. I think it's getting sorer as the days go on. And that's becoming the problem. The face, no problem. I think I'm good there. The face is red. It looks like I have high blood pressure or something. But it's no longer hurting as bad. Hence when I shaved this morning. But the back of the neck, I can't even rub a towel on the back of my neck to dry off when I get out of the shower. That's how bad this back of the neck hurts. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Yesterday we did have the suggestion of getting a cream. Oh, you know, I had it on the top of my tongue there. It was sun. What was that cream? Burn something or another? I got to commit this stuff to memory better. I know people use aloe quite a bit for sunburns and things of that nature. And then we had the scientific definition yesterday of a sunburn versus a suntan. Apparently, I just cannot work out a suntan. I stay out too long. You know, I was not, well, I guess I was out for hours, but in the, I don't know, sunburn, suntan, who knows? I guess we're getting another call here. Go ahead, caller.
Solarcane.
Solarcane.
So, now, how'd you use that solarcane? You wouldn't be hurting, Scott.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, now, why is it, solar is not a word that would trip off my tongue when it comes to a sunburn.
Why not? Solar means sun.
Well, it does, but it, you know, normally our we just have burn cream and suntan lotion and sunscreen.
Well, I don't think the name is so much important as much as what it does for you. It's going to take the burnout, like, right now. Well, I'm not kidding.
Now,
trust
does,
me.
Does
now,
it,
when I was a little kid, my mom used to slather us down with vinegar. We didn't want to get slapped, so we just acted like it. Oh, this is the greatest thing, you know. We went along with it. Oh, so much better. It was never better. It stunk, and it didn't help anything. That solarcane, that's heaven in a can is what that is.
So vinegar would not work?
No, no.
So
it's more like a solid. That's about all that'll do for you. And the aloe, that's a very quick relief. Like, it don't last long. That solarcane, that actually has, like, anything with cane, that means a pain medicine. That's going to take, that's like an analgesic. That's a fancy word for pain medicine.
No, I like it. So it's solarcane can be bought in any store. I'm going to have to write this down.
Yeah.
Because what I thought would happen, because the face was definitely feeling
better. I think
better.
What you thought would happen is somebody was going to drop a can off with that Diet Coke. Well, that ain't happening, Captain. You're going to have to go get your own solarcane.
Now, wait. Are you calling me cheap? That sounds like you're calling me cheap.
No, I would never do that.
You just went around the park on it there.
I would never do that, Scott. Well, listen, I got to run. Good luck with your burn.
Thank you. Solarcane.
Tooted.
All right. We're talking solarcane. That's what it was. It sounded like I was a little cheap there, didn't it? See, again, I would never ask for anybody to drop off a pop or breakfast or anything like that, or solarcane for that matter. I would never ask. Now, I would talk about it, but I would never ask. I'm just not that kind of guy. Now, coming up today, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2 to 3 p.m., Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Solarcane, apparently that's where I'm going to have to go, because, you know, the neck is becoming uncomfortable to sleep on. The face is fine. I can shave now. Everything's fine. Clean shaven. But the neck, the sunburn on the neck has went a little too far. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. You know, does anybody have any of the old home remedies? I think those are interesting because when we talked with our caller there about vinegar, it's funny what people used years ago for these types of issues. Vinegar. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In regard to your sunburn, if you take a cloth and soak it with vinegar, now I know the last caller said she didn't like that, but you do have vinegar on hand usually, and you soak it with vinegar and lay it on your neck, and like if you're just sitting down, just lay it there on your neck, and it does take the burnout.
So vinegar does work.
Vinegar does work.
So you just
plan. You have to be a little patient, but, you know, soak a cloth pretty much with vinegar and then just lay it on the back of your neck. You know, when you sit down, you can't walk around and do this. But when you, you know, just sit down with it on, and it will take the burnout. Back in the olden days when we didn't have all this other stuff, that's what we had to use.
Well, that's interesting. So I just take a towel and I soak it
or
in...
Just a water. It depends on how big the area is, but just soak it in vinegar and then lay it on the back of your neck and then just sit there for a while and it will... You give her a shot. It ain't gonna cost you much.
No. Now, does it pull it out permanently or does the burn come back?
No, it pretty much... it does... The burn pretty much goes away. Now, if you're burnt clear down to whoever, why, maybe not. But we used to have an old lady that lived over by Summersville, which nobody knows where that's at. But she used to be able to pull the burn if you burnt yourself, actually, not sunburn. But she could pull the burn out like my brother got burnt, and Mom took him over there, and he was just a little kid, so he didn't know. And she literally did pull the burn out. And like I said, he was little, so he didn't know that she was goofy or whatever.
Now,
but you try that vinegar and then put it and be a little patient. Now, it ain't going to come out just instantly, but it will give you some relief.
That's it. Now, do we know what the lady in Somersville was doing to get the burnout?
No, probably she might have been a witch doctor partly, but I had seen her. Now, she's years and years old now, hadn't been around for a long time. But we always thought that she would pass it on to one of her kids. But I had seen one of her daughters, two or three years ago, and she didn't seem to remember about that. But boy, was her grandkids interested to know that their grandma could do that.
Well, so, that is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. She just said a few. She did it for Mom, and then she did it with Jerry, and Jerry was just little. So, it wasn't like he knew what she was doing or whatever. But, it took care of it.
Wow.
So, hey, have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there we go. There's one for vinegar, and how about that? Somebody who could pull the burnout. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Vinegar seems to be the thing this morning when it comes to sunburns or that solar cane, which I have never seen or bought, but maybe I will have to at this particular point. But I might try the vinegar. I might smell like a salad, but, vinegar apparently is good for everything. I guess if you just buy a jug of vinegar and put that in your house, there will be no problems in your life. You'll be able to clean anything. You'll be able to get sunburns out. You'll be able to get spots out of the rug. You'll be able to get spots out of your clothing. You'll be able to do anything with vinegar. Vinegar apparently is the all-around cleanser, medicine, fixer-upper in our life. 740-383-9944, 58 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here. Let me know what's on your mind. It's always interesting to talk to you, to learn about stuff like that. Now, see, there you go. In days past, we had people who could actually pull the burn right out of your system. Now, how about that? Now, see, wouldn't that be convenient today if we had somebody who could come in and just pull the burn out of our system? That seems like a much better situation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do we have any other home remedies on the table this morning? We would love to hear from you here on WWGH Radio. And again, don't forget our big 6th anniversary party tomorrow night, Wednesday night, June the 10th, 7:10 to 9 p.m. on this station. What a guest list we have. Mary Ellen Withrow, Jeff Ruth, Ted Williams, Mike Wilson, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Linda Sims, myself, did I say Adam Lepp? Adam Lepp, Pastor Whitaker, Nate Redmond, Glenn Coble, the whole spiel, and more. I'm sure there will be more than that. That is not the end to our guest list at the big party. So it's going to be a thing. But I'm done for today. Hope everybody has a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Adam the Computer Guy at 2, Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4, and Pastor Whitaker at 5. Also, tomorrow is anniversary day, the 6th anniversary of this program, and tomorrow night, the 6th anniversary of this station. Stay tuned for more programming.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you? Tell us about that.
Well, there was